Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Virginia's 10th congressional district is one of the most hotly contested House seats in the country. And Democrats chose one part of that district to launch their new agenda aimed at attracting blue-collar voters. It's an economic message focused on new jobs, the cost of prescription drugs, the price of airline tickets, and even the cost of beer. Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairman Ben Ray Luon traveled to Berryville in Clark County, Virginia, to outline the Democrats' case.
There's good reason that we met here today rather than in Washington, D.C. Berryville sits right in the middle of Virginia's 10th congressional district. And while it's early, there's no doubt that this district and so many others are up for grabs in the 2018 midterms.
Republican strategist Dan Scantling says Democrats have once again miscalculated.
That's the most conservative parts of the 10th district. It makes absolutely no sense for the Democrats to go out there. Those are not their voters, and if they think they're going to get them, they've got something else coming.
Now, the 10th congressional district is currently occupied by two-term Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, who Democrats feel has one of the most vulnerable House seats in the country. And that's why they announced their blue-collar economic plan in her district. I'm Michael Pope.